Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Tonight, we'll continue. I'm going to give you a whole lot of scripture, so just get ready for it. I'm going to give you a truckload of scripture. This is the year of the double portion. 22. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, 1, 2, 3. Just for the sake of numbers, but number 2 is the Word. And so this is 22. So get ready for a double portion of the Word. Amen. Tonight we're going to talk about living in the promise. Amen. Living in the promise. It takes faith, number 1. Let's just start out with that. It takes faith to live in the promise. Now that might sound like a contradiction here. Living in a promise. Let me give you, first of all, a Merriam-Webster definition of promise. Now, it's long. I'm going to give it to you. But if you're writing, just get the CD, or you can go to your Merriam-Webster, pull it up on your phone, and just look at the definition and write it out yourself, okay? I want to give you the definition of the word promise. Promise, and this is a number of definitions, but I thought they would all be applicable for us now. Promise means a statement telling someone that you will definitely do something or that something will definitely happen in the future. Not maybe, definitely. Okay, all doctors, turn your phones off. In an indication of future success or improvement, a promise. A reason to expect something will happen in the future. A declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified. A legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it is made a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specified act. Reason to expect something. Ground for expectation of success, by improvement, or excellence. Something that is promised. To make something seem likely. To show signs of something that is likely or expected to happen. The word promise. A statement telling someone that you will definitely do something or that something will definitely happen in the future. So a promise has to do with something in the future. But tonight I want to talk to you about living in the promise. So that it's not just something out there, but you're living in it. Even before you see it. Even before you see it here, you live in it. I'm telling you, that's where the true joy of the Lord comes. For the just are called, mandated to live by faith. All right, let's get into the scriptures. First of all, let's go to, let's look at God's veracity, God's character just a little bit. In Numbers chapter 23, Numbers 23 verse 19 and 20. And then we're going to go into the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 1:20. Numbers 23, 19 and 20. God is not a man. Ain't you glad? God is not a man that he should lie. Tell somebody right now, God don't tell no lies. He don't tell no half-truths. Amen. He don't lead you on and deceive you. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. When God says something, he ain't repenting. Amen. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. That's Balaam speaking to Barak. But he knew way back then, God is not a man that he will lie to you. Tell somebody right now, God has not lied to you. Let's settle that right now. That's the foundation upon which we will build tonight. God is not a man that he would lie. Not a man that he would deceive. Not a man that he would tease you. Amen. And just kind of egg you on. What he has said, it's got to come to pass. Amen. In reference to a promise. Now, 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. Let's look at the book that God has given to us. It's a book of promises. 2 Corinthians. Did I say 1 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. Chapter 1, verse 20. There we go. For all the promises, there we go, that word promise. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. For all, somebody say, all the promises. All the promises of God to us in him are yes. And amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Amen means so be it. All the promises. So as we lay this level of foundation, let's understand all God's promises are yes to us. Amen. Adversity in any form or temptation in any form tries to eat away, those little foxes try to eat away at that fundamental truth. God has not lied to you. So it didn't happen yesterday. You think that makes God a liar? It didn't happen last week. I thought it was good. Well, you're not God. God's not a man. He's transcendent. If he said it, tell somebody, it's coming. Have we got that? Okay, I'm going to give you four things basically tonight with a lot of scripture surrounding and four things that are important for us to live in the promise. We're to live in the promise. Stop living like you don't have hope. Got one amen? Thank you, my brother. I got one amen. I said, stop living like you don't have hope. Stop acting like you don't have hope. You can't disguise it, that attitude. Has God left the throne? No. Let me ask you a question. Has he ever failed you?
No.
Why are some acting as though God is non-existent now? Because you're facing a little bit of adversity. Amen. Okay, so let's go on. The first thing I want to look at. The first thing you want to write is you and I must choose whom we will serve. If we're going to live in the promise, not just have some pipe dream, you know, that you don't really believe anyway. You know, it's just out there and you hoping and praying, but you don't really believe it. But no, to actually literally, physically and experience the promise now. See, the success is not a destination, it's a journey. Success is in the journey. Somebody said, well, one day, you know, one day when. No. Stop looking at when or one day or someday. Tell somebody your someday is here now. Amen. You activate it. But we must first choose. Give me Joshua 24, verse 15, and then Matthew 6, 24. We must first choose whom we will serve. You'd be surprised when you look into the scripture. who you are really serving. Just because you come to church and clap and sing Lion of Judah doesn't necessarily mean. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, here he puts that challenge out to the Israelites, choose you this day whom you will serve. Look at someone, tell them right now, choose today whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want you to make that declaration. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Say it again. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Say it one more time. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. That's important that you say that. Matthew 6:24. First, we have to choose. Here's why. Here's why. Here's why. I'm messing with you back there. They have a tough job. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is not just dollar bills. Washingtons or Hamiltons or Lincolns or whatever they are, it's not just dollar bills. Mammon is anything that will take your affection away from God. I want to ask you tonight, are you after the gift or the giver? Are you consumed with the gift, or are you consumed with the giver? The Lord has to prepare you, prepare me, prepare us for what's coming. So that you don't get engrossed with the gift. But you stay sober and vigilant and steady and intimate with God. Amen. So the first thing is you have to choose who you will serve. Amen. Is your job competing with God? Your bank account, or lack thereof? Amen. Now, put this in context. Has your doctor taken the place of God? Has science taken the place of your faith? Say amen real loud, everybody. Has knowledge, education, displaced God? These are good questions we need to ask ourselves. Sometimes we can complicate things when God wants to keep it simple. Keep our love pure for Him.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on takentv.lightcast.com.
Let this be a true worship song.